Michigan woman sues man for standing her up on date, judge snaps at her. By Ethan Lechtman on July 21, 2022. A Michigan woman is suing a man for $10,000 for standing her up on a date. And she got into a heated argument with the judge during a Zoom court hearing for the case. Kashanti Short claims Richard Jordan caused intentional emotional distress when he did not show and left on her mother's birthday and her mom had just passed away, according to legal documents obtained by TMZ. Short filed the suit in Flint, Michigan, in 2020. A hearing for this case in the 67th District Court in Genesee County got out of hand on Zoom when Judge Herman Marable Jr. told Short that the suit needed to be filed in a circuit court and not a district one. Marable then asked Jordan if he would be representing himself, to which he replied, "To be honest with you, sir, I thought this was just gonna be thrown out. We had a date, one date, and nothing else after that. And now I'm being sued for $10,000. I don't see how this is gonna go any further. I think this is a waste of your time." After Marable explained to Jordan he needed to file a motion to dismiss the case, Short then accused the man of perjury because he had allegedly lied about showing up to the date. Marable replied to the plaintiff, "Listen, he has the right to put whatever is in the answer." Short responded, "I'm not saying he can't." The judge explained to Short that she could not add another count because she disagreed with his answer. The plaintiff replied, "If he responds and his response is a lie, it's perjury, then my documents will prove that he lied in his response." Marable then asked Short if she knew what perjury meant, and she replied, "Yes, I understand perjury is a lie. I know what perjury means." The judge, visibly upset at the plaintiff, snapped back, saying, "No, perjury is a false statement made under oath." An argument ensued between the two, at which point Short accused the judge of insulting her intelligence. Her microphone was muted shortly after more back and forth between the two. Short, who appeared to be at an airport, could still be seen talking after her microphone was muted. The judge then explained that her claim of intentional infliction is something a circuit court has jurisdiction over instead of a district court due to the case being a civil claim. Marable then ordered the case to be transferred to a circuit court and ordered that Short pay the fees for transferring the case within 56 days, noting it would be dismissed if she failed to do so within that time frame. The Daily Mail noted that Short has a history of filing bizarre lawsuits, including suing the Flint Police Department for $300 million and another one against AT&T. Both cases were dismissed. She is also apparently a widow, according to the outlet. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.